45 through 51. Amen. Still hear some pages turning. Praise God. Mark 6 and 45. And straightway, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing. Think about that. Toiling and rowing. For the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. And I want to preach tonight on this thought, row, row, row your boat. Jesus sent his beloved followers, the 12 that he had selected to work with him. He told them to get in the boat and go to the other side. Now, I want you to know, folks, Jesus was very God and very man. He wasn't half God and half man. He was all God and all man. I can't explain that fully. You can't either. And I have to believe he had the foreknowledge of what that storm was out there. But nevertheless, he sent them across the sea knowing that there was a storm coming. Hallelujah. And I do believe that times God does allow us to go through storms. And often it's so that we might learn or be taught something very valuable. The Bible says he told them to get in the boat and go to the other side. I want you to know, many years ago, I went to that altar and, amen, repented of my sin and became a Christian. And I've been trying to get to the other side ever since. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe I heard the call at the altar. Amen. Go to the other side. I'm still trying to get there. Amen, brother. 90 years, you're still trying to get to the other side. Hallelujah. And along the way, I've encountered a lot of storms. And those storms, the devil worked through those storms to try to prevent me from getting to the other side. The devil don't want you to reach your goal of that far shore. He wants to stop you. So he told them to get in the boat, and they got in the boat, and they wasn't on the boat very long, and that storm arose, and it was fierce. It was difficult. It was hard. And you know, y'all live right on the coast, you're familiar with what storms can do to the water out there. Amen. All of a sudden, water that's as smooth as glass can turn into something very, very scary. And it don't take very long either. And I want you to think about it a moment. Amen. Surely they did everything they knew to do. At least three of those men on that boat were experienced with working on the water. Now, I'm sure Matthew, the tax collector, wasn't a whole lot of help. And I imagine Luke, the physician, probably didn't have a whole lot to add to the problem. But I do know that Peter, James, and John knew all about boating. They had grew up, ever since they were big enough to walk, their daddies had them out there on a boat working. So they knew a whole lot about that. And when they got older, they worked at that. And when Jesus called them, he called them from their boats and said, amen, lay it all aside and become fishers of men. So these guys were experienced, amen, with the water. They knew how to work a boat. They knew about storms. So you could imagine when that storm arose that they began to pull all the knowledge that they had and began to apply it to that situation. That's what I would have done. That's what you would have done. And I'm sure Peter said, you know what? I remember my daddy telling me one time of a bad storm he went through, and this is what he said he did, and it worked. So they tried that, but it didn't work. Amen. It kept getting worse and worse, and it looked like the boat was going to go under. Amen. And I'm sure John probably had a few ideas. Amen. Maybe he heard from Granddad. Maybe James added a few things that he had tried over the years. But all of their knowledge, amen, came to an end. And there are times when what you know to do is not going to be enough. You're going to need supernatural help. You said it tonight, and you're talking about the message this morning. Amen. God expects you to do what you know to do. There's nothing wrong with that. There are places in the Bible where it says fight the good fight of faith. I talked about that this morning. But there are other scriptures in the Bible, amen, that stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Or let the Lord fight your battle. They're not contradicting each other. Amen. We have a responsibility to do what we know to do. But I'm going to tell you, there are going to be times where you're going to need supernatural help. Matter of fact, there's going to be a whole lot of times you're going to need supernatural help. They tried all that they knew to do. They probably said, well, this or that or the other, but nothing worked. And the Bible said that Jesus was way back. He remained behind, and he looked out across that sea, and he could see them caught in the middle of that storm. And the Bible says he saw them toiling and rowing. Anybody here ever rowed a boat? Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a few around here. Amen. Man, that's hard work. You know, we kind of get this picture in our mind of some, you know, some sweetheart in the boat with somebody, and she's got a white umbrella, and she's all dudded out. And the guy's there, he's just nonchalantly rowing, and it's so easy and so sweet. Yeah. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's usually not like that. Amen. That's all a fantasy. Because if you really row a boat, you know that it's difficult. Amen. You're gonna create some blisters. All of a sudden, you're going to find muscles you forgot you had. Amen. Amen. And there's one thing that those men on that boat knew, especially Peter, James, and John. If we're going to survive this storm, we have to make sure that we don't allow our boat to get sideways in the wind. Because if it gets sideways, amen, that wind and those waves are going to turn us over, and everybody that's in the boat's going to end up in the water. And I don't care how good a swimmer you are, if you end up in the water, you're not going to make it. Not in that kind of storm. So they've got to keep the boat pointed into the wind. And the way that they do that is by rowing. Amen. All of a sudden, amen, rowing became one of the most important things that they can do. If we can just keep rowing long enough, and we can keep this boat facing into the wind, and allow ourselves, eventually the storm's going to blow out, and we will make it. Amen. Don't worry. Everybody's going to get a chance to row. Even Luke and Matthew. You know, we got all kinds in the church. Believe me, everybody's going to get their turn to row. Amen. And I'm just going to take my time. Listen to me. Jesus saw them toiling. That word toil means work. I mean, they're giving it all they got. This is life or death. If we're going to survive the storm, we cannot stop rowing the boat. We've got it. We can't do anything else. There's no other tricks left. We only got one thing left to do, and that's row this boat. So they began to row, and I could see, even in the middle of that storm, John says, I'll take the first turn. And old John grabs that oar. Amen. He begins to row with everything in him. I mean, he's a rowing. Amen. He rows and he rows and he rows. He's got to keep that boat facing right. Amen. He might have rowed for an hour or two. I don't know. Amen. But after a while, he's got blisters all over his hand. His arms are aching. His back hurts. His neck's killing him. He's just about to give out. I don't know if I can row any longer. I'm wore out. I can see John. Amen. As he's rowing, he said, I can't do it no longer, Peter. You're going to have to take over. And amen. Amen. John collapses in the bottom of the boat. And Peter grabs the oar and he starts oaring a while. Hallelujah. And he's a rowing, and he's a rowing, and he's a rowing. Amen. But after a while, he begins to get weary. Amen. He begins to get blisters. Amen. His back begins to hurt him. Amen. He's miserable, but it's life or death. We can't stop rowing. And Peter rows till he can't row no more. And he said, James, can you take over? And Peter collapses in the bottom of the boat. And James grabs the oar and he rows now. Hallelujah. Come on. Everybody's going to get a chance to row. Man. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, folks. Everybody in this church is going to have to row if we're going to get to the other side. Amen. I found out we got people that come to our churches that really are not interested in rowing. Oh, I'm not a rower. I'm a rower critiquer. I don't row. I just critique the rowers. I tell them what they're doing wrong and how they can do it better. I don't teach Sunday school class, but I sure tell all the teachers here how to do it. And I've never pastored a church, but I'm an expert on pastoring. Come on. We got plenty of those. Amen. They don't row, but they sure like to tell everybody else in the church. They don't pay tithes, but they sure want the air conditioning to be running. Yeah. Well, come on. They'll be the first one to gripe if it's a little too warm. Keep on a fanning, sister. She's got every right to fan. Hallelujah. We got people that come to church that really don't want to pull their weight. They want to get to the other side, but they want you to get them to the other side. They want you to do all the praying. They want you to do all the giving. They want you to do all the singing. They want you to do all the worship. They want you to do it all. But I'm just a passenger. Amen. There are no passengers on God's boat. You are a passenger, but you're more than a passenger. You're a participant. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Amen. James finally gives out, and then Matthew's stern. Matthew's got soft hands. He's a tax collector.
Come on.
Amen. But he's got a role. Come on. We got all kinds in this church. We got country folks and city folks. We got folks that are stay-at-home moms. We got moms that have careers. Amen. We got men that has worked hard all their life. We got other men that might have an office job. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to ride in God's rowboat, you're going to have to row. Amen. It's row, row, row your boat. And it's not always gently down the stream. And it's certainly not always merrily, merrily, merrily. There are some times that we're going to encounter storms. And if this church is going to make it to the other side, we're going to have to grab an oar and we're going to have to row a while.
Amen. Good preaching, brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In the history of this church, there's probably been a lot of rough water. some stormy seas. And the only reason there's still a church here today is because somebody grabbed an oar and started rowing. Somebody kept on a praying. Somebody kept on a going forward. And that's why there's a church here tonight. We could have all just said, let the storm take us. You ever been through a trial so bad you just say, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to let the storm take me to the bottom. Amen. Hallelujah. Row. Amen. Row. If you're going through a hard time, keep rowing. Everybody's got to row. And I found out, amen, there are some times that I get weary. And I've got to rest in the bottom of the boat. Amen. When I can't row, amen, there's always been somebody in the church that could row for me. But when they can't row, then I had to row for them. Amen. We're in this together. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'll row for me when I can't row, I'll row for you when you can't. There's been times I've been so sick, I didn't even have the strength to pray hardly. But thank God somebody, amen, in that boat come over and prayed for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody came and gave me an encouraging word. Amen. We're in this together. We're all going to have to do our part if we're going to make it. Rowing. They don't have no other option. I kind of got this crazy imagination, you know. Hallelujah. I just, you know, picture how it would be today. They are rowing this boat, trying their best to keep it from getting capsized and turned over and dumped into the water. And about that time, this charismatic cruise ship comes right on by them. It's probably got 5 or 6 stories. Amen. Got railing all around it. Amen. Here comes this cruise ship right on by them. Amen. They look up and they're rowing. They're trying to make it. And on this cruise ship, there's people with party hats. Amen. And they got wine glasses and they're drinking and they're, amen, cheering and they're having a high old time. And they look over the rail and see that rowboat. They said, oh my goodness, look at the poor little hole in this church. You folks are trying too hard. And they began to laugh at them and make fun of them. Amen. You poor little holiness rowboat. You're trying to get over there. Amen. Why don't you just join in with us and you'll have it all made. But I seen the boat as it went on by. And on the back, I seen these words, SS Titanic. Hallelujah. Amen. They're headed for an iceberg. Come on. Amen. You let this religious world make fun of us and our little churches and our little rowboats. And I'm going to tell you, my rowboat is going to get me to glory.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Woo. Amen. They're headed for destruction. Hallelujah. They got no other recourse. If we stop rowing, we're going down. Let me tell you something here. Abundant life. I preach at so many churches, it all runs together after a while. Abundant life, keep rowing. Keep rowing. You know what this pastor needs? He needs rowers. He needs people to get in here and get with the program. He needs folks that'll say, Pastor, you can count on me to row. I'll be here Sunday morning. I'll be here Sunday night. I'll be here midweek, and I'll have my oar ready. I'm not going to try to hit you with it. But I am going to pull my part of the weight. Amen. If the church service is struggling, I'm just going to shout a little louder. Amen. If the pastor seems like it's a little bit tight that night, I'm just going to amen him and try to help him out. I want to do my part to row. I want to get our boat. I want to get abundant life to the other side. And if we'll all do our part, we'll get there.
Amen. Good preaching.
Hallelujah. The Bible says this, and I believe it happened just in time. About the fourth watch of the night. If you don't know what the fourth watch is, and preachers have probably all studied that, that is the last watch of the night. It is the watch right before sunrise. It is when the watchmen on the wall will be at their very weariest. It's when they are probably trying to nod off a little bit and their eyes are getting heavy. It is the darkest hour of the night. And it is a time that deceitful enemy love to exploit to their advantage. And the Bible said about the fourth watch of the night, the darkest part, the hardest part. Whenever those disciples on that boat had reached the limits of all their strength and ability, when they had done all they knew to do, probably every one of them had taken a turn at rowing, maybe even a few turns, and they were just out of energy. About the fourth watch of the night, they saw something coming across that water. Let me tell you, if you'll row till you can't row, when you can't row no longer, he'll show up. When you can't row any longer, he will arrive. Man, I feel the Lord really talking to somebody in here. See, some of you are going through some stormy places right now. You've done all you know to do. But Jesus is going to show up when you're at the end. They didn't even recognize him at first. They thought it was a spirit. And they had heard all those, you know, there's nobody more superstitious than a sailor. And they had heard all those stories of people that would drown in that Sea of Galilee and how their spirits would rise from the deep. And they would come and claim sailors and take them down to the bottom. They had heard all of that kind of stuff. And when they saw something walking across that water, they thought maybe it was a spirit floating towards them. And it was Jesus walking. But they didn't know who he was yet. It wasn't until he spoke that they recognized who it was. And when he got close enough that they could hear him, and they were frightened, he said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Woo, hallelujah. Woo! Now, let me just point out how ludicrous that may sound to somebody that's in the middle of a storm. Man. Cheer up, boys. It looks like you're going down, but cheer up. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And man, I can't tell you how many times as a pastor I gave that kind of advice to people. They'd be going through the worst time of their life, and I said, God's on the throne. He's going to help you. Just, amen, put your faith in God. Cheer up. Be full of the joy of the Lord. And they almost want to hit you. Come on. Pastor, next time you give that advice to somebody and you can see them getting aggravated at you, just remember Jesus did it also. So did the Apostle Paul in Euryclidon. Amen. When he come out of the bottom of the boat, he said, "Be of good cheer." Woo! Amen. There's nothing wrong with telling people going through a bad time to be of good cheer. And those people that tell you that are not your enemy. They're not making light of your trouble. They're not mocking you. Amen. They're telling you the truth. Instead of being down and out and discouraged and full of fear, we need to be of good cheer. We got a storm out there called COVID. It's time for the church to be of good cheer. It's time for the joy of the Lord to take over. Instead of us walking around in fear, let's walk around in joy. Amen. I'm not going to live in fear of COVID. I'm ready to go to heaven. He'll either heal me or he'll let me go to heaven. Some days I feel like it'd be a favor if he'd let me go on to go to heaven. That's what Paul felt. Amen. Heaven, if heaven's such that wonderful place we really believe it is, why do we claw and scratch and fight so hard to keep from going there? Brother Clendenin said, "No man's ever truly free until he's free from the fear of death." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have to get over this fear of death. If you're born again, your heart's right with God, don't let death frighten you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Now, I want you to know tonight, you're going to have to row your boat. Once they heard Jesus speak, they knew immediately that it was him. And he came and joined them, and when he got in the boat, the storm lay flat. It ceased. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, as a church, as an individual Christian, as a husband or a father, a mother or a wife, amen, you got to keep on a rowing. Amen. You don't see the light of day, keep rowing. You don't know if you can make it, keep rowing. You don't feel anything, keep rowing. If your bills are piling up, keep rowing. If you come to church and you feel like you're just not getting nothing, don't stay home. Come to church and keep rowing. Amen. Some people make the most knucklehead decisions. Call them up. Say, how come you wasn't in church? I missed you. Well, I'm just having a bad evening. I said, man, that's when you should have ran to church. Worst thing you do is sit there and nurse that thing. Amen. Go to the house of God and row. Well, amen, I got a lot of problems. Well, you ought to be at church then. Because there probably would have been a word there that night that would have helped you with your trouble. Yes, sir. Row. Amen. Whatever you're going through, keep rowing. I guarantee you there's people in here going through things. Keep rowing. Man, I'm 26 years of pastoring that church. There's so many a times I want to throw my oar in the bottom of the boat and say, you have this thing. You have it. Come on. I remember calling my pastor, Daniel Sweeney, and he's in heaven now. I'll tell you, he's my mentor and pastor and somebody I looked up to, and I think everybody needs that. We pioneered that church, and we wasn't a couple years into it. And we had 30 or 40 people coming, and it dropped down to just 15 of us. Man, I was so disgusted. I got 15 of them, and 5 of them are ours. Plus mama. Amen. And man, I was ready. I'm just going to go evangelize. I've had it with this. The people don't want to come to church. I'm going to go out there and preach to churches that want to hear me preach. Come on. Amen. And I called old Daniel Sweeney up on the phone. I said, Brother Daniel, I just want to let you know that I'm going to close the church down. I'm going to close it down and I'm going to go evangelize. I'm not giving up on God. I'm just going to go out there and evangelize. Amen. And you know what his response was? He started laughing. And he laughed and he laughed. And he laughed, and he laughed some more. He laughed so long, I thought it was 15 minutes. It sure felt like it. I'm holding the phone here, and there's a man on the other end laughing hysterically that I called for a little bit of advice. He laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed. I don't know, it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I don't know how long it was. It felt like a long time. I don't know if I should hang up on him or what. He's just laughing and laughing. Finally, he ran out of steam. And he said, Brother Mark, you ain't going nowhere. God ordained you for that pulpit. And then he hung up. And I didn't go nowhere. I stayed 24 more years. Hallelujah. But I was sure ready to give the oar to him. I was tired of my turn at the oars. I had blisters. My muscles were sore, and I was just disgusted. That's the worst thing you do is quit in a storm. Worst thing you can do is let the storm dictate you your decisions. You don't want to know when people make the worst decisions in their life? During a time of discouragement and trouble. They make a lot of bad decisions when everything is upside down. Amen. Instead of making a bad decision and quitting and throwing in the oar, taking an abundant life anymore, I'm going down the road to another church. Amen. If you're going through a bad time, that's not a good time to make that decision. Amen. What you need to do is keep going to church and grab your oar and keep on a rowing. Amen. You'll find out after a while that somebody will come over there and help you row a little bit. Keep rowing. And when you are at your wit's end, He will show up. Amen. During the darkest time of your trial, He'll show up. Fourth watches. That's when He shows up. Do you realize that every Christian goes through fourth watches? Every marriage goes through fourth watches. That girl and I have been married a long time. She's my best friend. I'm going to tell you, we've had some times we had to work things out. I didn't throw my oar down and quit. We just found a way to row together. Come on. Hallelujah. Churches go through fourth watches. Amen. Hallelujah. Your health will go through fourth watches, especially as you grow older. But you just got to keep rowing. And when you are at your limit, at the end of your ability, all of a sudden if you'll look, He'll come walking on that storm. And by the fact that He walked on the top of the waves, He was saying to everybody on that boat, everything that's over your head is under my feet.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever your trouble is, it's under the feet of Jesus. It might be bigger than you, but it's never bigger than Him. Whoa, I'm trying to help this church here tonight. I'm trying to help you, Pastor. He needs rowers. Don't just think you're going to slip in here and sit quietly on the pew and slip out and not talk to hardly anybody. That ain't how it works. You're going to have to row. Well, I'm just going to kind of play the visitor every service. No, that ain't how it works. If you're going to be a part of God's kingdom, you've got to take a turn at the oars. You can't just come in here and just try to slip in and slip out. You've got to be a part of the program. Amen. Amen. Row your boat. Some of them in here are more experienced at rowing than others. I know that. We got some Peters and some James and Johns in here that know how to row. They know a lot about boating. They've been around boats all their life. Some of you were raised in church. You've been around boats all your life. Been around the church all your life. But there's some newbies in here that hadn't done a lot of rowing yet. Let them row. Man, let them row. They got to have their turn. Yeah, but they zigzag everywhere when they row. Let them zigzag. At least they're doing something. Man, row your boat. Keep rowing, and He will show up. Every time I have been at the end and I didn't think I could do anything else, He always came through for me. And He walked on my trouble. Hallelujah. And He knows how to calm the storm. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Lord here tonight. Don't you feel that? Would you stand with me? Lord, I love You and I thank You, God, for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I just really feel Your Spirit speaking to people here tonight. There's some precious folks in here that are going through things. Now, I don't know if Abundant Life as a whole is going through a storm, but I'm sure there are many individuals in here that are. And it might be family or finances or health. It might be some doubts that the enemy has tried to plague their mind with. But Lord, I pray You'd help them. Help them to make one decision tonight, and that is to keep rowing. Help them to make up their mind, no matter what happens, I'm not going to stop rowing. I ask it in your name. Would you come stand across the front? Right now, would you come together? Just like we did this morning, would you come up here? If you've been a longtime member or you're brand new or maybe even visiting tonight, would you come? And lift your hands and say, Lord, help me to roll. Help me to roll. Help me to roll, Lord. I'm fighting doubt. I'm fighting sickness. I'm fighting family trouble, but I'm not going to stop rowing. Woo! Hallelujah. Would you slip your hand up and begin to talk to the Lord? Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to lay down my oar. I'm not going to let the storm have me. Come on. Come on. Come on, precious saints. Precious saints, come on. Woo, row, row, row your boat. Row your boat. Woo, hallelujah.